Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, back with Niles Gens. And again, that phone number, 258-3688. Office opens up at 9, correct?
It does.
All right. We could go online if we wanted to right now. That brand new website, GensFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Nice job last week taking us through that thing.
Yeah, thank you. So they're adding stuff, I wouldn't say daily to the website, but almost daily. So we have the events up there now, finally, for the upcoming workshops for the month of August. The first one's August 23rd at the Coyote Moon east of town here. And then the 24th at the event center over in Waite Park. So there's a little blip in the website that they're fixing as we speak. You do have to click on the date, August 24th, for the menu to pop down.
Okay.
You can RSVP on the website. Just choose the date, put your name in there, put then if you're bringing a guest or not, which a lot of people do, of course. Mm-hmm. You can RSVP on the website. You can do the old-fashioned way at 320-258-3688. Also, if you go to education to the far right, they've now activated the blogs. A lot of blogs that you can read. I don't know what blog, if it's, who came up with that name, Bob, I don't know. But the ones they've added as the last day or so, retirement tax strategies to consider, creating and maintaining general wealth in retirement, bank sector issues in your finances, tax tips for married couples. So all kinds of blogs you can read, and there are more being added. Doesn't look like they're adding them every day, but every other day. The latest one is July 17th.
Sure.
Today's what, the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're adding blogs once a week to the website. So I'd encourage you, go through the blogs that are there, and then once a week go back to read. If you want more information, obviously, on the blog or have any questions, there's a contact me button that you can turn on.
You know, Niles, people always think that, oh, I don't have to start saving for retirement today. I've got plenty of time, right? I ran across this little article earlier this morning. The Powerball is going to be $1 billion, right?
Did you buy your tickets yet?
No.
Oh.
So, what? A billion, right? A billion.
That's 90.
Exactly right. And I'm one of these people that, oh, I've still got time. I can put money away. I've still got time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So just to put things in perspective, if you were saving $100 a day, it'll take a long time. You will never get there in your lifetime, nor would your children, your grandchildren, or great-grandchildren. If you and one of your descendants per generation saved $100 every day, and each of you lived for 90 years, it would take you and 304 generations to save up $1 billion at the rate of $100 a day. Start saving your money for the future.
Do you remember, of course you were around back then, when Ronald Reagan ran for president the first time?
Yes, sir.
Against Jimmy Carter?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to explain to us at one of the debates what $1 billion was?
Yeah.
It's 1,000 millions.
Yes.
So, because none of us really could comprehend back then what $1 billion was.
Right.
Yeah,
I still can't, but,
well,
you know.
Obviously, but right. We know, we hear these numbers tossed out. Then all of a sudden we went from $1 billion to
trillions.
What's past trillions?
There must be a septillion or something. I don't even know.
Bajillion.
Bajillion. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but now you threw out $1 billion. Now they're throwing out trillions.
Trillions.
It's just like it's...
Nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah,
it's just like, let's grab something out of the sky.
And that's why it is so important, my friends, that we start saving, we start putting our money away, managing our money away with a financial advisor such as yourself.
Yeah. So what we're going to talk about today is obviously go to our website and grab some information about the upcoming events. If you cannot attend an event, obviously just give us a call on the phone and we can set up an appointment with you. But today we're going to talk about retirement as a journey. Do you have a map? Then we're going to talk about to create a happy retirement, start with the 3 P's. Leaving retirement, 3 things to consider before you unretire. Mm-hmm. And the last one is market volatility at the new Gens Financial website. There are articles or booklets, mini booklets that you can print on our website, and the one is the market volatility. There's a lot of, again, I can't encourage you enough to go to our website to start pulling us some free information off there about retirement planning. So the thing that we're going to talk about first is retirement planning. Yeah, retirement is a journey, I should say. Do you have a map?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, let's pretend you and I decided just at the, not necessarily a spur of the moment, but just thought, let's drive to Anchorage. You call.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, you call Kat up, and yeah. I'll call Helena.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not going to be home for a few days here. We're going to hop in a car, and we're going to drive to Anchorage.
Hey, can we take your motorhome instead?
Sure.
Okay,
sure,
good.
Sure.
Good, good.
We just take our phones, our smart devices, or whatever you call them, our iPads, and we Google how to get to Anchorage.
And people probably do this every day.
And we take off.
Yeah.
You think there might be some little bumps in the road, and we have no plan where we're going to stay the first night.
Exactly.
We have no plan where we're going to stay the second night. We don't have any... a spare tire or two along.
No lunch is packed.
Yeah, no lunch is packed.
Cooler's empty.
Cooler's empty. Well, cooler probably be full for a while, Bob, but we get empty.
That's true.
But we just take off.
Yeah.
Now, being two guys who've been around the block a couple, three times, we probably would get there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. But we probably have a few.
I might miss a few exits.
Yeah, we have a few forks in the road. Let's put it that way. So let's say we took our retirement that way and we just say, well, let's just wing it. Let's just work all those years, 30, 40 years, 50 years, how long you're going to work.
Yeah.
And let's just retire on a Friday and a Monday morning we'll start winging it.
Start rolling the dice.
Yep. You know, I got this 401k at work. I'll just take money out when I feel like it.
Yeah.
I got some IRAs at the bank. I got other brokerage accounts. I got some money coming in. Let's just wing it and see what happens. You probably or maybe would be successful if you're lucky or if you're very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hope that if you and I were going to drive to Anchorage,
mm-hmm.
actually we have a client of ours right now from Freeport, Melrose, out that direction.
Okay, sure.
That him and his sister, his wife's passed, him and his sister left here. They're on the road now to Alaska.
Cool.
But he's been planning that route out for 2 years.
Yeah.
He worked with AAA.
AAA, sure.
Yep, AAA. How much you're going to drive every day? Where are you going to stop? They're pulling a camper.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to camp? He has a couple spare tires for the camper. He has extra bearings for the wheels. Okay.
Going to be doing the Alaskan highway, I bet.
Yep, yep. So he knows how many days it's going to take him to get there.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how many days they're going to stay there and where they're going to stay. And then when they got to turn and come back. Now, being retired, he doesn't have a deadline, but he does know coming back that here's where we're going to stay on the way back.
Sure.
I forgot to ask him if he's going to do the same route up and back. And I don't think somebody would. I think I would take a different route
coming
back.
Yeah, I would too, for sure.
But again, he knows where he has it all. He showed me the printout. Here's the printout from AAA. I'm not plugging for AAA, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's other websites that you can go to.
Sure.
To actually where how many miles you drive a day. What the scenic spots you should see along the way. So think of your retirement. If you have your retirement planned out and you have scenic things that you want to do.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you know where you want to go, what you want to do. Now you do have to put some wiggle room in there.
Yep.
Inflation, we'll talk about inflation here. Actually, inflation is part of one of our blogs. But you if you have a plan. So the clients that we work with, you're doing this 43 years here pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are the most comfortable in retirement, first off, don't have debt.
Yes.
Huge. But they know every month what's coming in. They know every month what's going out. So if they have a catastrophic event, or I mean, not necessarily catastrophic, but something happens in their life that changes the plan,
mm-hmm.
they have the wiggle room to do that, such as the transmission goes out in the car, the furnace doesn't work. Window needs to be replaced in the house, the insurance didn't cover it, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So those people you can see when clients come in if they're comfortable or not, just by their body, just by their demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
By body English, for lack of a better word.
True.
Okay. One advantage that I have in this being in this business so long and working with successful people is that one of the biggest enjoyment I have is working with people who when they come in, you can tell that these are multimillionaires coming in that are comfortable. These are just people who have the plan in place. They know what's going to happen. I met with a couple late yesterday afternoon, big clients, I don't know, 5 years, I suppose.
Yeah.
Approaching retirement age very quickly here. They know the first few, couple, 3 years of retirement, this is the money that you're going to use. They know when that money is used up, we have another investment kicking in to pay them money.
Yep.
We have cash set aside off to the side in case something happens.
Buckets.
Yeah, they have buckets. So again, you need to have a roadmap in retirement just as if you had a roadmap if you're going to drive to Anchorage. Yeah,
think of those buckets as rest stops along the way.
Yep. So, Bobby, have you ever taken a trip where you had no plans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had a destination.
Yep.
But on the way, no. Yep. Absolutely.
So Helene and I have done that a couple, three times. So the one time we did it was quite a while ago because Nick and Parker were still home. So I would say it was probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
So I'd blocked out a week at the office, but I asked Denise, don't tell Helene that I blocked off that week.
Sure.
And I'd tell Natalie Niles, don't tell your mom that I blocked off that week. So everybody quiet.
Yeah, okay? Sure.
So I got home on a Friday afternoon, and I walked in the house. I told Helene, some boys, Helene, everybody pack up a suitcase, throw some swimming trunks in there, or backpacks where the boys had.
Yeah.
Throw some shorts in there, throw some walking shoes, and a rain jacket, a light sweatshirt, and boys, take that third seat out of the Suburban, put the big cooler back there, and we're leaving.
So what kind of a reaction did you get?
And they looked like,
by that?
What bar you been sitting in all afternoon? Okay. Well, first off, I don't do that, so they knew better than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, no, we're leaving. You got an hour to get your stuff ready. Well, how about this? Took care of it. How about stopping the mail? Took care of it. Who's going to mow the lawn when we're gone? Took care of it.
Nice job, Dad.
When we coming back? When we come back, okay? So and here's the rules. Boys, leave the video games at home.
Yeah.
I want to see them on the kitchen table when I walk out the door.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where they stay, okay?
Yeah.
Not an issue. We're not going to drive more than 50 miles an hour. They looked at me, really? You can keep your foot off the throttle that much?
Yeah.
I had to
put a little block behind that, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, honey, actually put a shocker on me when I hit 50
miles. Absolutely.
So we just took off. We went north, northern Minnesota. We had no plans where we're going to stay.
Cool.
We had the cooler in the back end with some sandwich meat or whatever, and we got hungry. We stopped. If we saw a little cafe or a little mom-and-pop store or cafe in the middle of nowhere, we stopped. You know, we might have had lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or breakfast at 10.
Yeah.
We just went up, what is it, like the Sudan Tower area?
Yeah. Did you go on the mine? Did you go down to the mine?
Yes, we did. Ooh, the Sudan. Cool. You've been down that thing?
I had a chance, but I didn't take it. I got to get back up there and do
There's actually full-size equipment down there.
Yeah.
Like a payloader.
Yeah.
They take it down piece by piece, and they put it back together. When we were there, again, this is long 15 years ago, mm-hmm. they had I call it an array thing that was beaming a beam through the earth to another mine in Michigan somewhere.
Yep, and they're doing like super high-end experiments with all of that kind of stuff. Yep. They can do it because it is so deep inside the earth.
Yep, they're like Star Trek.
Yeah,
transporter.
Absolutely.
That's a transporter thing. They're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
In Sudan, Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. But my point is, you can get by with not having a plan.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you still got to have the back of your mind. I still can, if I would have went 51, no big deal.
Right.
If we would have stopped at a fancy steakhouse for supper, which we didn't.
Yeah.
But we could adjust our winging it.
Sure.
But again, when it comes to retirement, you can't just go off in the distance with no plan.
Sure.
Now people say, well, Niles, you're talking about people with a lot of money. No, I'm not. I'm talking about people, maybe you just have a Social Security check coming in, maybe a little pension, maybe a little distribution from your 401k. You need to have a plan just as a person who has $1 million.
Sure.
Just that your plan's different, okay? But again, so you need to have a roadmap to what you're going to do. So the biggest fear that we talk about at our workshops, and then when people come in the office, and it's across the nation, 38% of the people surveyed by Transamerica did this one, 38% of the people have a fear of running out of money.
Oh, I'm surprised it's that low.
Before they, and I thought it'd be higher, too.
Okay? Yeah.
But so let's use their number, 38% are a fear of running out of money. Well, when I started in this business 40-plus years ago, that wasn't a concern because people didn't live very long.
Exactly.
Okay. Bob, I can't tell you how I could go there. Denise could tell me. But how many clients we have that are in their 90s? Mm-hmm. I get to go see a client next Thursday.
Sure.
I get to drive to Savage, Minnesota. She's 95 years old. I didn't quite hit able to see her on her birthday, but I'm close.
Yeah.
So I called her up. She's used to be from Howick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right down the road by Painesville.
Right.
So I called her up, and I said, I want to come see you on your birthday. Well, she already had plans. So I'm going to see her a week after her birthday. But you think 95, her husband's been passed. John's been passed away now for quite a few years.
Yeah.
But they've been clients 30-plus years.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so I don't know. I think I've made half a dozen calls or visits this year of 95-year-olds.
Yep.
Now, because people...
15 years ago, I bet you didn't. Not 90.
No.
95.
No, no. Right? But the advantage now is I've seen these clients turn 65, 70, sure. 75, 80, 85, 90, now 95.
And the plan is working.
Yep. Yeah, they're all very happy, tickled pink. They're all happy when they see me, you know, that type of thing.
That roadmap you talk about is working.
Is working, okay? So, again, you have to have a plan in place to be successful. So when to plan for retirement? Of course, you could go talk to a bunch of 18-year-olds and tell them to talk plan about retirement.
They'll laugh in your face.
You can get that deer in the headlights look at you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are some exceptions. I do have some younger clients of mine who have kids that are 17, 18. They're actually putting money away every month in Roths and stuff like that.
Awesome.
But it's a couple handfuls at best.
Yeah.
But you should at least get very, very, very serious about you should get serious about putting money away for retirement as soon as you can.
Yeah.
But as far as planning out your retirement, you should start planning about 10 years ahead of time if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Realize, hey, looking at my house, here's what my house situation looks like. Age yourself 10 years. Can I be in this house 10 years from now?
Sure.
Plain and I, more me, are thinking about that now, too.
Yeah.
Being in my early 60s as I am, do I want to be taking care of this yard and this facility 10 years from now?
Yeah, a lot of steps, Niles.
A lot of steps, a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Every fall, you got to clean all your windows.
Right.
Bob, when you had your house, you ever counted dang windows you have?
I used to, yes. One. You know what? It only takes one time to do that. And you go, wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Especially once I'm on the second floor.
Yes. Did you ever tell you that time where I was cleaning our windows in our house? Actually, I was power washing the peak of our house.
Yeah.
I was up on an aluminum ladder to reach the peak, and Mr. Wasp decided to go up by back end of my shorts.
You did tell me that story once. We were off the air. It was quite colorful.
Yeah. And I can't use the words on air.
I know.
That I used coming down that aluminum ladder with my power washer.
Record time, I might add.
Mr. Wasp is no longer with us. Let's put it that way. But the point is, when I get down, my wife says, I told you not to go on that ladder. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did, dear.
So now, but what I'm trying to get to is that you need to look at your retirement, what it's going to look like when you get into retirement, and start looking at what your life is going to look like.
Yep.
Where you're going to live, how you're going to live. SSA.gov, got to anticipate what your Social Security checks are going to be. If you're a public employee, PERA, teachers, TRA,
yep.
State employee, you're deferred, you know, all those things you need to start looking at and get projections. And then revisit it periodically before retirement, more so as you get closer.
Yep.
So when you retire on a Friday, Monday morning, boom, that plan's in place. Okay? So that's what we help people do. Obviously, we have software programs that do that stuff. It's called e-money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a fantastic program, but a lot of stuff is just pure common sense.
It really is.
Take a yellow pad out and draw out a picture of nothing else.
Yep.
And keep that yellow pad and revisit it on occasion. So I have clients, quite a few clients, that bring in their yellow pad.
Yep.
So now, this is what we talked about last year. Yeah, I know I took a picture of the yellow pad. It's in my computer, too. But retirement planning for me is fun, especially when people listen, for lack of a better word,
sure,
and stick to the plan all the way through. Now, again, you do have a few cases where clients are overspending, and I will tell them.
And you will.
I'll say, Bob, you're spending too much money.
And the other side of that is if they're doing well, you'll tell them that too.
Yep. You can spend a little bit. A client in yesterday.
Yep.
You know, she could very well spend a little bit more. but she's so frugal,
yeah,
they almost shake her upside down to get the pennies to drop out of her pockets. But again, so you need to have a plan in place for retirement, just as if you had a plan if you're going to drive to Anchorage or if you're going to drive to Duluth today.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a plan. What's the best route to get up there?
Talk to your kids about this stuff, too.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
Yeah, if you want your kids to visit with us, you know, we talk about people 50, 55 and older on the air quite often.
Right.
But if you want your kids to come visit with me, I'd be happy to talk to them.
Here's why I say that, Niles. There was legislation introduced, and I'm sorry to say that I don't know if it was passed or not, to include financial education in school curriculum, right? Now, I just want to know, do you suppose those folks may know something that we don't know? That it's about darn time that we started educating kids at a younger age to start being more frugal or just intelligent with their money?
Yeah, quit trying to keep up with the neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All the toys don't mean anything.
Yep.
Niles Genz with Genz Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. Of course, they are online at GenzFinancial.com, a brand spanking new website. Check it out, GenzFinancial.com. Niles Genz, Genz Financial Services. Their telephone number is 258-3688. They are online, a brand new website, definitely worth checking out, GenzFinancial.com, GENTZ, GenzFinancial.com. Niles?
So on the website that you mentioned, you can go to the events tab, which is right in the middle up on top there.
Yeah.
You see we do have two events coming up in the month of August on the 23rd and the 24th. 23rd's at the Coyote Moon. The 24th is at the event center here in Wake Park. But the highlights that we're going to be talking about is how Biden's proposed tax plan and Congress's multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure and welfare bills may impact your retirement, ways to help reduce your risk in a volatile market and preserve assets against losses, how the end of two popular Social Security filing strategies could impact your future distributions, methods they may decrease benefits and provide more lifetime income throughout your retirement, strategies to help make sure that enough out of your savings each year to continue your current lifestyle, but not so much that you run out of money. What happens to your estate after you pass away? How to avoid probate? Turn existing IRAs into tax-advantaged accounts, and discover how one might be surprised how much exposure they actually have in the market. These are the highlights of what we talk about at the event.
Yep.
A few more things obviously thrown in there too. This is also the things that we talked about at the office when you come in.
Exactly right.
One of the huge ones, obviously, is people always concerned what your politicians, Bob, are doing, but also how to reduce your risk in a volatile market and preserve assets against losses.
I'm so glad you mentioned the political side because this is not a political program.
No.
But it is important who you vote for. Because of what you just talked about, policies that are in place that can impact your retirement 10 years from now, 5 years from now, that you don't even know about.
Yep. They phase that stuff in. They pass tax laws, and then they phase them in for a period of time. By the time they phase them in,
so people forget.
You forget all about it.
Yeah.
So, again, I can't stress enough ways to help reduce your risk in a volatile market and preserve assets against losses.
Mm-hmm.
There is no rhyme nor reason that when you're nearing retirement, that you have to risk your 401k or other retirement accounts to market volatility without having some protection for downturn. So give us a call. If you can't make the workshops, give us a call, 320-258-3688, so we can discuss in person what's on this invitation.
You know, there's a great, great statement here. What if there isn't enough money to get from here to there? The only time that happens, I think, is if you're not planning correctly.
Right. So we're going to wrap up the show today. The last 6-7 minutes that we have is how to create a happy retirement. Start with the three P's. What's your financial philosophy for the golden years? Is your retirement planning specific to you? What's your process to design your retirement dream? Okay. As you near retirement years, dreams of daily freedoms and life to come to certainty can take over. So watching your grandchildren grow, if you've been blessed with grandchildren, traveling, finding new hobbies, or just enjoying days without schedules. There's a few of the things that you can look forward to in retirement. So I'm going to give you a personal note here. I took last week off.
Yes, sir.
minus Wednesday morning to call you.
Okay? Right.
Mm-hmm. Helene had surgery the Friday before, so I stayed home with my wife to wife sit, for lack of a better word.
You bet.
Boy, I tell you, talk about boredom. Because I couldn't go anywhere because I had to stay with my wife.
True.
So when she was taking her much-needed rests or breaks or naps after the surgery,
yeah,
I'm not going to sit there and stare at her. So I'm outside going, well, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
And the lawn doesn't need to be mowed again because my grass isn't growing anymore.
Right.
My hunting dog's at school, so I can't play with her because she's not here.
Yeah.
The two ankle biters don't play as good as the hunting dog does.
Right, right.
And I can't go anywhere. So I'm thinking, boy, if I don't have a plan for retirement activities, this is what the rest of my life's going to look like.
And you are not alone there.
You got to have a plan what you're going to do. So hopefully, you know, you're being blessed with grandchildren, mm-hmm. okay? If not your grandchildren, maybe your neighbor's grandchildren, somebody that you like tonight, I'm weather permitting. I'm going to Princeton tonight to watch Grayson's baseball game. I got a tournament. One granddaughter's in Peoria, Illinois this week for a ball tournament.
Sure.
Could have went to that, but couldn't after Helene's surgery, of course. But the ball games, and more ball games. But then when school's on, you got band concert and choir concerts, and try not to miss any of that stuff.
Right.
But again, you have to have action in place in retirement. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have some clients who now I don't want any action. I want nothing to do. I basically going to be a porch
couch potato? I'll tell you what. Maybe
a porch potato.
Maybe for the first week or two or three, maybe. Yeah.
So I will ask them. I'll kind of make a note on my computer, porch potato.
Yeah.
Want to sit on the porch all day.
Yeah.
So Bob comes in 6 months later. How's that porch looking?
Exactly.
Well, I don't. It worked for about a week. Okay. So you need to have a plan in place. Yesterday, I did catch your interview with the Quiet Oaks lady.
Yeah, Linda Allen.
Linda.
Yep.
So I think you talked about on the air that it sounded like I'm volunteering at Quiet Oaks.
Well,
I'm not yet, but I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So you need to find enjoyment in retirement. I think I will enjoy volunteering at Quiet Oaks. I think I will, okay, because it's going to entail talking to people.
Sure.
Well, Bob, my mom said my main muscle was my mouth anyhow, okay?
Sure.
So I use
once you get over your shyness.
I know it's going to have to work on my shyness. I don't walk in the door. But you need to find a goal. And, Bob, I didn't tell you off air, so I'll tell you on air.
Okay.
I belong to an organization called Farm Rescue.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So we are going to start airing some commercials for them within the next couple weeks.
Yep.
On my dime.
Right.
Okay? So farmrescue.org, you can look at their website. They've just completed their 1,000th farm rescue. So what Farm Rescue does is say, and they're from Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Northern Iowa. They just did one in Illinois they got called in for.
Okay.
So this farmer in Illinois, his farm was hit by a tornado. Took his pole barn out with all of his equipment.
Oh, my.
John Deere equipment, which caught my eye, of course.
Sir. Yep.
All his equipment to harvest his wheat was destroyed.
Right.
Well, you think, well, the neighbors are going to help. The neighbors were doing their own crops.
Exactly right.
So one of the neighbors called this Farm Rescue. They're based out of North Dakota.
Yep.
They sent their combine, their grain carts, their semis, and took out his wheat for him.
How cool is that?
Okay. So also the other where somebody has a heart attack or illness or death, they put the crops in, they take the crops out. So I will be volunteering for that. Also, you could donate, very good cause you could donate too, of course. But what I'm trying to point out here is you need to find a mission in retirement.
Absolutely.
You need to find, some people say, client talk to you, so now I'm going to golf every day. No, you're not.
Yeah, a purpose. What is your next, it's your next life, your next opportunity.
Yeah, you want to go out with a flutter or you want to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So find something that you're passionate about. I've talked about Helene's great aunt that passed away last year, 103.
Yeah.
Still working, still reading to kids at the grade school.
Mm-hmm.
But find something that's going to keep you focused in retirement. So last thing I want to wrap up on, which is on our website, is little mini books, I'm calling them.
Okay.
And one of the mini books that's available, I got to flip the page. I got myself out of order here, Bob, is called Market Volatility.
Yeah.
You can, this, Bob, this must be what? 10 pages, double-sided, thereabouts.
Yeah, exactly right.
So you can get this download into your own computer. So you go on our website, you download this market volatility, and you can read up on it. It's under the our services, the asset preservation, income planning, wealth management, and things like that. But you can go on there. You do have to put in your information because we need to know where to send it to, but you do download it off our website. You also can get a copy of our book, too. Yeah, so you go to education, Bob, and you go to useful guides, and this first one that pops up is market volatility. So if you want to copy the market volatility, you click on it, and then you put in your name and your email, then you put your phone number in. The reason why we want your phone number in is that Niles Jr. or Kevin will call you a day or so after you download it just to make sure it downloaded properly and you got it.
Yeah.
They are not, and they've been, we've talked about, we talked about it again yesterday.
They've been told.
They've been asked not to, and they won't. It's not their nature, either one of them.
Yeah.
But we've been specifically said it's a courtesy call to make sure you got it.
Yeah.
It's not a call to say, hey, Bob, did you read it? Are you coming in the office next
week?
Ready
to sign on the dotted line?
I have an appointment available at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. No.
Yeah.
If you want to make an appointment, fine. But that's not the purpose of the call. The purpose of the call is to make sure you got it,
yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And to give you their contact information if you have any questions that you can reach out to them. So this is something we're going to talk about every week, what's available on the website. And because this website took us, five, 6 months to develop.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm a little bit on the buy side, Bob, but I think it's a pretty good website.
Pretty spiffy, that is for
pretty,
darn
pretty
sure.
Pretty spiffy.
Niles, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yep. Congratulations this weekend.
Thank you.
Did you tell people you're getting married this weekend?
I'm getting married on Sunday, folks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep,
I'm going to take next week off.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Well, who am I going to talk to next week?
Probably yourself.
Why don't you teach me how to run that buttons? I'll come here by myself.
Not a problem. Got 5 minutes? That's all it takes.
Okay.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. They are online at gensfinancial.com. Spell it correctly, though. G-E-N-T-Z. Gensfinancial.com. A brand new website. It is worth checking out for sure. Make the phone call. Make an appointment. 320-258-3688. Gens Financial Services.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.